welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Seattle.
Rob F. Seattle. Yeah, that's your new name after coming back from Seattle.
Right, coming back from the great Northwest.
That's where we were last week. Right. We did a Legacy Music dance party event.
At the Full Tilt Arcade, thanks to Mud Pie Love Productions.
Yes. Andy and Mindy.
Arcade Andy, I'm calling her.
Okay.
She's Arcade Andy.
Yeah.
That's the nickname now.
Okay, yeah. What about Mindy?
I'm working on a couple things.
Okay, okay. But yeah, thanks to them for bringing us out and setting up the event.
The arcade was beautiful, and they also had...
Well, it was an arcade/ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
How perfect is that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was ice cream and video games.
Did you have any of the ice cream, by the way?
I did. I had a sort of chocolate pumpkin crunchy situation, but it was ice cream. It also sampled a bunch of other flavors, such as salty caramel.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I did. I had a banana vanilla concoction that was out of this world.
You liked it, yeah.
I did, and it was a fun venue. We tried a few new things.
We tried something new with the dancing, with the DJing part. We decided to split or share sets with each other, and where Rob would play a track and then I would play a track, and because we had a nice mixing board provided to us,
so
we were able to kind of one up each other almost, or play off of each other's choices.
It actually, I think, worked out better than what we usually do. We have our tracks that we play
we prepare more our sets, and this was a little more open-ended, the sets this time, and I thought that was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun to not know what was going to come next, you know.
I'll tell you what else that what I noticed, maybe you'll disagree, but this crowd was more on top of the Mame That Tune. This is the first time I've ever really witnessed a crowd knowing video game stuff.
It's true. They might have been a little more on top of it, but at the same time, they might have been a little more on top of it, but I was a lot more... I was a lot easier as far as choices.
Okay.
I thought the quiz was easier. Yeah, I think.
True.
But, you know, fair enough. VGM karaoke was pretty fun this edition.
There were some very nice renditions that we...
Yeah, well, you know, Andy from Mud Pie Love actually was one of the contestants for VGM karaoke and did a very... nice job with a Streets of Rage 2 track, the ending track, the good ending.
Right.
It was right along with the melody, the way I like it.
Some well-planned lyrics.
Yeah, and then some very well-unplanned thing happened between you and me.
Okay. Let me set it up.
Okay.
Here's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I saw all the arcade machines.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I want to incorporate the audience a little more.
Yeah.
So before the show started, I issued a challenge. I got on the mic and I said, right now, I am issuing a challenge. If anybody can beat me in the Street Fighter machine, which was, I think, Street Fighter 3 or...
No, it was Third Strike. It was Street Fighter 2, Third Strike, I think.
Which is some new school.
It's not that new, though.
Are you kidding me?
I think it's probably 10 years old at this point.
That's pretty new.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's...
That's past 2000.
Like, yeah. Well, no. I don't know when Third Strike came out.
Hold on. Okay. Well, the point is, I was hoping that there would be a legit Street Fighter 2 cabinet.
Yeah.
There wasn't, but they had this Third Strike Street Fighter 2. Mm-hmm.
Which, so, you know, plays pretty similarly.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, and you know it. I know why you're trying to say that.
Okay, no, I'll save that for later, but yeah.
It doesn't play like... Street Fighter 2. There's all these new school moves. But I issued the challenge. I said, if anybody can beat me, I will let you pick whatever track you want and we'll play it for you in the mix.
I think that, I think the idea was they pick a track, they get to request a track, and then, but if they lose, or I mean, if you lose.
Right. If I lose, then you have
to,
I have to.
Oh, no. This is what it was. If they lose, they have to perform. I mean, they have to be in either the dance battle or the VGM karaoke.
Right.
Or something like that. And if you lose, then you have to be in VGM karaoke.
Right.
Or something like that.
Right.
And so, anyway, you know, Rob, he's a very good Street Fighter 2 player. It doesn't matter really what edition it is or version it is.
So yeah. I was smoking people.
Yeah.
So I was smoking people. And not only that, I also got on this driving game. I forget what the driving game was.
Well, you were trying to level out the playing field a little bit by playing something you weren't used to. I think you were playing Road Blasters.
Which Road Blasters. I'd never played before.
Classic game. I used to play that in the arcade when I was young. Road Blasters was actually an old arcade favorite of my own, actually.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, it's Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, Fight for the Future, not Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 3.
Are you sure there's no Street Fighter 2,
Third Strike? No, there is no Street Fighter 2, Third Strike. Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, released 1999. Straight up new school.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, so it was pre-2000.
Still.
So that's pretty old, actually.
Released in arcade, PlayStation 2, Xbox, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. New school stuff. Anyway. So I got on Road Blasters.
Not that new. I mean, it's 90s at least.
So I got on Road Blasters, and I thought, let me even it out. I've never played Road Blasters before.
Yeah.
And I got a high score of 8,000, which is not high at all. Mm-hmm. But no one could beat my high score until Andy got behind Road Blasters. And in one, I don't know how she did it, but she got 50,000 points after one race.
Okay.
50,000.
Yeah, and you got 8,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So instantly I had to do VGM karaoke. I had to enter
VGM karaoke. Yeah. So what ended up happening is,
I didn't know what song. That was also the rule. I said, you just pick the song.
Oh,
and tell me as it starts.
Right. And so you, and no planned lyrics. So you don't know what you're in store for.
Right.
But, it was assuming that you knew, well, it was going to be, she told me anything from Streets of Rage 2.
Right.
And assuming you knew that soundtrack, you would know how to sing along with it. And so you did.
Yeah.
And, I just randomly picked the track Max Man because it was called Max Man because, it sounded funny to me. You know, I just picked that track, you know?
Yeah.
And, you ended up coming up with something and it was pretty good. And it was so good that I started to get involved myself. I started to kind of sing along with you, kind of doing backup vocals.
If you've never heard that track, download it because the way the track started, it was almost cabaret style for me. And
okay.
I just was singing the lyrics. And there's this one part of the song where the melody sounds the same. So I just
kinda
kept
repeats,
saying,
yeah.
It's repetitive. So I just kept saying, Max Man, Max Man, Max Man, Max Man. Max Man. And then you knew it. You didn't, we weren't even making eye contact. You just knew. And when I said it, but then you said it, I felt, I couldn't believe that you knew it.
Connection. Yeah, I know. I know. It was really kind of magical, actually.
Right.
It was really funny. I mean, it was really funny how it worked out. But also the music worked with that too.
Yeah.
It worked with the way that was happening. The music just, it really complemented what we were doing. It was really just magical, actually. It was great. Max Man.
Max Man.
Max Man.
You'll have to, we might have to do a duet.
An encore performance.
Days.
Yeah, that was really funny. But you know how I've been, you know, like beating a lot of games lately, like Dynamite Heady or whatever and
right.
You know, other games? Well, that night, I actually beat something else.
What's that?
I beat somebody named Rob F. Switch.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So this is what happened is I wasn't playing to determine whether or not I would be forced to do a VGM karaoke or not.
Right.
This was more of an exhibition fight.
Sure.
But Street Fighter 3, Third Strike.
Right.
I played Rob, exhibition style.
Yeah.
And I kind of just destroyed you.
It kind of just destroyed me. Number one, you probably played this game before.
I've only played it once or twice before.
Oh, so you have played it before.
Yeah, I played it once or twice or something.
I've never played Street Fighter 3,
well,
Third Strike.
As somebody who's more experienced playing the game than you, I can attest that it plays very similar to Street Fighter 2.
Oh, really? Is that why you did
Turbo.
Eight dragon punches in a row? Eight dragon punches?
I didn't do eight dragon punches.
And then you did some weird teleport move that I wasn't even sure. You even knew, but before you do the player select, you're able to select some weird combo. I didn't understand what was going on.
What do you mean weird combo? It tells you how to do a power move. It says, first of all, it was my first or second time, you know, understanding that, but you get to pick a special move, and it's basically I picked the one that was a double Hadouken. You know, you just do two joystick movements that are like a Hadouken, and you
sure.
do two of those,
okay.
and then you do the punch or whatever.
Hey, if that helps you sleep at night, no.
Well, it didn't even go. Let me just say this to the listeners that it didn't even go to a third round.
It didn't.
Two rounds in a row, And all I got to say is that, look, I mean, I think Rob is a fine player, but I happen to beat him.
Street Fighter 3. That's Street Fighter 2, which is documented. And what is not documented is the number of times I whooped you while we were warming up.
First of all, Zangief. First of all, there was problems with the joysticks on that. But anyway, I'm not saying I'm not denying that you won fair and square on that thing. But a lot of you didn't whoop me actually.
Oh no. Watch the video one more time. Yeah,
a lot of our fights would always be really close to where, you know, we both had very little life left, and then you'd happen to get a hit on me.
How many rounds total was our Street Fighter 2 battle?
You mean the official one?
The official one.
Whatever it was.
Because
four?
We did...
Was it four?
We did... I did four. The left side, and I did the right side.
How many rounds?
Total rounds. How many matches was it?
We got into some third rounds.
Okay, so how many rounds, how many matches did we do at the
Street Fighter 3? We did four matches.
For Street Fighter 3, how many did
we only did one match.
Right, and I've also didn't get any warm-up to this game I've never played before.
To show that you were actually decent enough to beat those other people, you beat those other people before you played me, the exhibition fight. You actually had more warm-up practice than I did.
No, but not warm-up with you to a game I've never played before.
Yeah, but you beat two different people, okay?
Right.
In a row.
Okay.
Easy. At this game, and you're claiming you're not used to it. I come in for the exhibition fight. I'm not even playing for it. There's no stakes, you know? I come in exhibition style.
Sure.
Okay? And then, I mean, I hadn't played at all, so I was totally...
But you know the game.
I barely know the game.
That's like me playing you in Halo 3 and then saying, I haven't played at all.
Well, you've played a lot of Halo 3.
Sure.
I played it once before, or twice, maybe twice.
Of course,
maybe.
And that's why I wouldn't why it wouldn't be fair. Also, it's new school, so it's not legit.
In fact, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, I've probably played how many matches in my whole life? Maybe a total of... five in my whole life.
You know how the game works. You obviously know how it works.
The game works exactly like Street Fighter 2 for the most part.
No.
I don't even fully understand. I mean, all I know is that there's a certain meter, and that when that meter is all the way, you can do a special move, and then you do a multi-hit combo.
Well, look, you need special combos, you need special meters to beat me. Hey, that's you. But basics, when it comes down to just basics, you need work.
I mean,
because you can only beat me when you're doing 50 Hadoukens in a row and doing teleporting moves with special meters.
You just gotta embrace the fact that you lost
to a new school game that I've never played before,
and that I happened to beat you. That's all.
Well,
I'm not even saying I'm a better Street Fighter 2 player than you. I'm just saying I beat you, and you had plenty of time to warm up, and
not with you. That's the difference.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. It's totally the difference. That's how when we did our challenge, that's the way it worked.
Well, how would warming up with me be different than, you know, playing the game with other people?
Well, we did several matches, over 10 matches.
I'll tell you this. The one thing that did trip me out a little bit about Street Fighter Third Strike was we both did Hadoukens, and they went through each other, actually.
Which is some new school
nonsense
as well. I got hit.
But yeah, well, I jumped out of the way.
That makes no sense at all. You knew that was going to happen. You knew that the Hadoukens were going to...
All right, I'll be honest. Before, when you weren't looking, before you even started playing,
right?
I put the machine on Brent mode.
I knew it.
So, all right, let's move on. Anyway, it was a fun time in Seattle.
I can't wait to go back. Seattle is a great town.
Oh, yeah. Did you go?
I'd never been there before.
Yeah, you'd never been there. Did you end up checking out the fish
market? They were tossing the fish around. They were yelling at each other.
They were throwing fish and saying Hadouken to each other. That'd be funny if they did that, though. Yeah. Huh? They threw the fish at people and said Hadouken.
Right.
Yeah.
I went to the first Starbucks.
The very first Starbucks
right down the street. Mm-hmm. Looked at the water. Some guy tried to sell me a fake Rolex. Mm-hmm. I got the full Seattle experience.
That's great, yeah. Did you meet Eddie Vedder?
Oh, I guess I didn't get the full Seattle experience.
So, all right. So, let's see here. I wanted to mention one other thing. I'm going to totally switch topics here, but, I want to respond to something that, St. John, he commented on, an episode recently. I think this, I think when I mentioned, maybe it was the 100th anniversary episode, Michael Franks. I'm astounded that you know who he is, actually, because I don't think anybody in this sort of age group, meaning just, you know, people in their 30s and 20s or whatever, teens, I don't would know who Michael Franks is, because it's so kind of adult, contemporary kind of, you know, smooth jazz type of whatever, soft pop kind of stuff. So I'm quite surprised that you know who that is. And but I'm pleased to know that there are more people, more, you know, Michael Franks fans out there than just myself. And you also mentioned that, and I'm actually even more surprised that you picked up a Michael Franks album because you saw that Joe Sample was on the Personnel. Joe Sample happens to be one of my personal influences as a jazz pianist myself. I've always been a big fan of Joe Sample, and I think that's cool that you actually picked up the album because of Joe Sample being on the Personnel. Joe Sample, actually, he appears on just tons of stuff. I mean, pop stuff, jazz stuff. You know, when I used to do community radio stuff, I did a whole hour-long program on just Joe Sample and his many appearances in different people's albums, because he was kind of a studio musician aside from doing his own solo stuff. But, you know, he was in Crusaders and did solo stuff, but also you see him popping up on Steely Dan, Steely Dan albums, and Joni Mitchell and Minnie Riperton. Whenever you hear a good-sounding jazzy keyboard on, you know, basically pop music from the 70s, it's usually Joe Sample. And anyway, yeah, Joe Sample's great. Just wanted to, you know, vibe with you on that and agree with you.
Cool.
And I'd recommend anybody else check him out. Check out Carmel. That's a good album from Joe Sample if you're into that kind of like proto smooth jazz kind of stuff. And Michael Franks. And also someone did, and I think it was Big Mike, who was kind of said yes to, he said no to Spy or Gyver, but yes to Steely Dan. And well, look for some of that Joe Sample stuff that's on the Steely Dan stuff. Check that stuff out. All right, so Joe Sample, good.
Got it.
This is episode 102. This is our second free play leading up to the countdown, New Year's Eve countdown, which is 104, episode 104. And this is free play 10.2.
10.2, right.
Yeah.
Free play 10.2. I will get things started off.
Yes.
Wedding Peach.
That's
a game we heard from on the
100th anniversary.
100th anniversary.
Manga, I think.
Right. I have another track. This is a Super Famicom track from composers Masafumi Ogata and Noriko Yamamoto. The track, This Stinks. Wedding Peach, that is This Stinks. Like that bass, hit bass. And sure, it's only 30 seconds. But if I may, Brent, may I do a little talk up for the song?
Sure.
Just start it over from the beginning, because this is what I imagined. This is what this song is all about.
All right.
So just start it over. Ugh. What is that? You smell that, Brent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I smell something.
Mm. Yeah.
Hope, is it me?
No.
I know one thing, though. Ugh, this stinks.
I know. Did you eat that leftover shrimp pizza from last night?
Shrimp pizza.
I don't know. I hate shrimp, actually.
Oh, I love shrimp. What are you talking about? Are you crazy?
Oh, I can't stand it. Makes me.
What about talking about
feel
it?
Feel nauseous.
Will that make you feel nauseous if you talk about it?
Okay. No. Shrimp. I don't get grossed out by stuff. People talking about
shrimp. If I had a shrimp cocktail right now, would you be grossed out? If you watch me eat it?
No. If I could smell it, I would get grossed out.
What about the smell of fish?
I love fish.
They're almost similar in smell.
No, there's a certain smell that shrimp.
What about lobster?
Not really into it. I'm not into shellfish.
Crab, no, okay.
I'm not into shellfish, but especially shrimp.
Shrimp is, okay.
Shrimp, but I don't like any of that stuff. Oysters, clams.
Oh, wow.
I love you know, fish. Regular
salmon,
fish.
Tuna.
I love tuna, salmon. I love sushi. You
sushi.
Know?
Not shrimp sushi.
Huh? Not shrimp, yeah.
Mm. Good to know.
Why, were you going to take me out to a shrimp?
Not anymore.
Shrimp place? Shrimp bar?
No more.
So I'm going to play something from Super Spike V-Ball for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, I love that game.
This game, you know, I haven't played the game, but I just love this soundtrack, though. It's just got just hit after hit on it. The track we're going to hear is Hawaii. This is from composer Kazunaka Yamane. This is from Super Spike V-Ball. Super Spike V-Ball for the Nintendo. This is music composed by Kazunaka Yamane. This is called Hawaii.
Great track, man.
It's good, huh?
This is Hawaii, huh?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought this was Brazil.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you played Brazil. On the first sports episode.
Right.
I think you played Brazil, yeah.
This is a jam.
Yeah, it's good. This is good. I really like the, I guess you'd call it the bridge that comes up later.
Yeah.
This piece kind of has an AAB structure to it. I like the bass too. Bass line.
Yeah. I'll turn this part up right here.
Yeah. This is the bridge. The B section.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked this one to start it off.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah. Super Spike V-Ball. You can't go wrong with that.
No. Well, we should play that sometime.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wrestle War is a game I thought I was going to play during the wrestling episode, but I just didn't get to it. And then I believe one of our listeners asked why we didn't play Wrestle War.
Uh-huh.
Might have been Might have been Slick Vic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might have been. Anyway, I found a track that I like. This is from composer Anu Pon. The name of the game is Russell War, and I will be playing BGM 3. BGM 3 from the game Russell War, Sega Genesis, composer Anu Pon.
Yeah, I listened to this soundtrack in preparation for the wrestling episode, and my pick, I didn't, you know, end up playing it, but the one I had picked out for this game was Match Select.
Match Select.
I like that, Match Select, yeah.
This song was almost not legit at the very beginning.
Well, yeah, there's a quote. There's a quote from Beethoven's Fifth in the beginning.
Right.
It wasn't a very good job singing it, but...
But it's very fitting for this Sega Genesis title. You know what I've always thought was missing from Beethoven's music?
What?
16-bit clotheslines.
I thought you were going to say, you know what I thought was missing from Beethoven's Fifth
what?
Symphony? FM synth. Beethoven's synth.
Nice.
Yeah, no, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Symphony.
Symphony. Hey, symphony now. Number 5. Beethoven's Symphony Number 5. I'm going to move on to Run Saber.
Run Saber.
Yeah.
Okay. Run Saber, but I probably know her.
This is music composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto, and this is for the Super Nintendo, and we're going to hear Gray Factory, music from Run Saber. Thank you. This is music from Run Saber, music composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto. This is Gray Factory. This has a very early 90s sound to it, and yeah. It kind of has a smooth jazz sound to it too, actually. I like this melody a lot. Dun, 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 dun. Nice melody, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
I also like the very sort of synthy sounding bass. You know? It's got that bum 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 bum.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What did that voice say?
Well, I think he's just laughing and he's enjoying the piece. He's enjoying the piece, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's good. This is a well-crafted piece.
Okay, I'm moving on to Uchu Senkan Gomora. Uchu Senkan Gomora. And I found this track because I was looking through all my other tracks, and I don't know why this one didn't come up on my previous list. I'm not even sure what episode I was preparing for. But I saw the tracks that I had listed out for this one, so I took another listen and I decided to play this one. This was a Sega Genesis track. And you will be hearing from Maze. That's the name of the track, Maze.
Stages 3 and 7, I think.
Here we go. Uchu Senkan Gomora, a.k.a. Bioship Paladin. That is Maze, stages 3 and 7, from composers Yoshio Nagashima and Masato Takahashi.
And so, actually, Yoshio Nagashima did the original arcade music. So this is originally an arcade game. Mm-hmm. And Masato Takahashi did the adaptation to the Mega Drive.
Okay. I like the part that's coming up.
Kirby's Dream Land 3. Mm-hmm. This is a Super Nintendo game that we haven't heard from yet on this podcast.
Okay.
It's a game I'd like to actually get my hands on. I've never played before.
Okay.
This is music composed by Jun Ishikawa, who did all, you know, a lot of other Kirby stuff, as well as other games like Alkahest and Hyperzone. And the track we're going to hear is Ripple Field 3. This is music from Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo. ¶¶ music from Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo, music by Jun Ishikawa. This is Ripple Field 3. Kind of groovy. It's just basically two chords. The whole track's two chords back and forth. But it's got a nice groove and
yeah,
very very, you know. And yeah, and within those two chords you're different, basically the same melody, I guess, or variations on it, I guess.
Right. Surging Aura is a Mega Drive title. Composer Kamo, K-A-M-O. And this is Boss Battle. Boss Battle, Surging Aura, composer Kamo, and that is, wait, I think I said Mega Drive, but I think it was also released on the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Sega of Japan, maybe it was just a Mega Drive.
I can check, I think I know where I can find it.
Okay. So, hey man, you're doing boss battling, you know, and this is your boss battle music.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is Japanese only.
Japanese only. That's Mega Drive.
I'm going to move on to Cosmic Wars for the Famicom. This is a Japanese-only title.
Mm-hmm.
Music composed by Hidenori Maezawa and Harumi Ueko. And this soundtrack really has some real good party jams, you know? Real good music for the club.
Oh,
the club or the house party.
Right.
Or whatever.
Sure.
This is called Opponent Turn, music from Cosmic Wars. Cosmic Wars for the Famicom, music composed by Hidenori Maezawa and Harumi Ueko. This is called Opponent Turn. Just, you know, some good music from Konami, you know?
Great music. And
Konami is really good at making these party jams, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
You always hear these party jams. Just good drums, good beat, drum beat, and just, you know. I like that, too. I like that sort of it almost sounds like flutes or something, you know, like a flute, like a little flute breakdown.
It's a flute jam.
It's so good. I guess you could say it sounds kind of guitar, like a guitar riff.
No, also. It's a flute. That's a flute.
Flute jam.
It's a flute player saying, "Yo, can a flute player get some?"
I like the intro is sort of this drum solo sort of thing, which sounds really cool. Let's check that out again. That's just good. That's just real good right there, you know.
Hey.
Konami just has these great, you know, it's just interesting how all the different composers working for Konami seem to get it when it comes to just creating good jamming tracks, you know. You know, this kind of has that sound of that Rackets and Rivals kind of sound, and you know, it has right. that.
Beyond Oasis. Who suggested that one to us?
I think a listener named Julian, I think.
Okay.
I think.
This is Beyond Oasis, a.k.a. The Story of Thor. Composer. In 2 seconds, Brent. One.
Yuzo Koshiro.
Oh, very good.
Boom.
That's.
I know that because, I saw the suggestion as well. And, you know, Yuzo Koshiro, he's a great composer, you know, known for, you know, many things, such as Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage 2, Streets of Rage 3.
Right.
Or a personal favorite of mine, ActRaiser, and ActRaiser 2, Legacy of the Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Beyond Oasis.
I will be playing Holiness. Beyond Oasis, the story of Thor, all rise for his holiness. Actually,
or her
holiness. Right.
Well, I guess unless it's Thor, is Thor the holy one?
But it could be Thor's mom. It is the story of Thor.
Or it could be a girl version of Thor.
Right.
I mean, it could be a female interpretation of Thor.
Right. Ooh. Just a majestic and very holy track.
And very different than Streets of Rage, but more along in line with ActRaiser.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, this wasn't recommended by Julian. No. It was recommended by Adam from Lexington, Kentucky.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for the suggestion, Adam. Go in peace.
I'm going to move back to another Kirby game. And this one is Kirby's Dream Land 2.
Okay.
For the Game Boy. This is music composed by Hirokazu Ando and Tadashi Ikegami.
Mm-hmm.
The track we're going to hear is Ku the Owl from Kirby's Dream Land 2 for the Game Boy. Kirby's Dream Land 2. This is Ku the Owl, music by Hirokazu Ando and Tadashi Ikegami. Kind of has a cowboy feel to it.
Yeah, I was going to say Western.
Yeah. Especially right here. Right there, that end part was, you know, it sounded like he had a, you know, he faced off with a Mexican gunslinger or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Da-da-da-da-da, you know, that part.
Right. And at the corral.
Kind of had that sort of Spanish or Mexican kind of flair, you know? You know? Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, yes. All right, see.
I will be playing another 16-bit track for the Mega Drive.
Okay.
Rent a Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Sound familiar?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. I'm only familiar because, I saw what you were going to be playing.
Composer?
Hiroshi
Kawaguchi.
Kawaguchi, yeah. Who composed what?
Outrun.
Yes, you got it. Boom. Very good, Rob.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel very good about myself now. The track I will be playing is Everyone, Thank You, which is how I feel right now after you complimented me.
Yeah.
Everyone, Thank You. Rent a Hero, Mega Drive. Hit me. Everyone, Thank You, Sega Mega Drive. Man, that is great.
Yeah,
it sounds like a real song. A real top 40 song from 1986.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good.
Gonna leave you, boy. Something like that. This is going to be my next VGM karaoke track.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Right here, straight up.
All right.
Show him the door.
See, you got to be more like, it's like, you got to be like this. Show the door. It's dun. You got to get that. That's what you got to get on.
Right.
You got to get on that. Yeah.
Cool.
Loving you. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh. Showing the door. Something about the door.
Well, maybe there's a switch off, like a trade off thing.
Okay.
Know? Maybe.
Might trade my love.
Loving you.
I'm going to show you the door.
Loving you. I am going to show
you. Showing me the door.
Loving you. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Revolving doors. Elevator doors.
Max man.
Small pet doors for your dogs and cats. Rabbits too. Double French doors.
Double French doors?
Well, French doors are naturally double, right?
I mean, I guess, but I mean, yeah, no, but where did that come from?
I'm just, this is the doors, this bringing out the doors in me.
Okay, great, yeah.
Close doors in the saloon.
Close the door.
Right. Love is all about doors, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Opening them, sometimes closing them, sometimes getting them slammed in your face.
Yeah. Sometimes sneaking through the window.
Sneaking through the window, right?
Sometimes, or maybe just, you know, spying through the window.
Spying through, okay.
Yeah, late at night, you know.
Right.
That's what love is about, you know, just hanging out in the bushes, staring through the window.
All right, sure.
You were going to say something?
No, touching the door to see if it's hot on the other side.
Uh-huh, okay.
See, that's a pretty good one.
Mm. Yeah, maybe the doorknob is hot.
The doorknob.
Somebody put an iron, a hot iron on the other knob. You know, the doors are about, love is about, you know, a kid by himself in a house, you know, and two burglars trying to rob the place. And he's stopping them at all costs. So, all right. Land stalker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, weren't you just describing that in the previous one?
Yeah, it was. It was indeed. Yeah. All right. I guess this is another love-based track.
Right.
Landstalker, this was, I feel like this was a suggestion actually from a listener, but I can't remember who. I kind of tried to look it up. I can't remember who suggested this, but Landstalker for the Sega Genesis, we're going to hear a track called Mysterious Island, and the composer on this is one of my new favorite composers, Motoaki Takenouchi. And I guess I wasn't pronouncing that exactly correct before when I was saying Takenouchi, because the reason for that, and Ayumi corrected me on that. And it was and the reason I wasn't pronouncing it, I was pronouncing the O and the U as one syllable, is because I'll oftentimes see when there's a sort of Romanized spelling of these Japanese names and words, when I see an O and a U, they're usually pronounced as one syllable. For example, Tenchi Sozo. I'll see that sometimes as a Sozo will be S-O-U-S-O-U or something like that. Or no, S-O-U-Z-O-U. Right. And I'll see the O and the U. Sometimes I see it spelled O-U. Sometimes I see it spelled as an O with some sort of symbol on top of it.
Okay.
So I'm not, I'd imagine that was pronounced Sozo.
Okay.
Or, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho. That's another one where sometimes I see the U, there's two U's in U, Y-U-U. Sometimes I see it Y-U-U. Sometimes I just see it Y-U. But I'm imagining that was meant to be pronounced as just U.
Right.
That one's a little confusing. I shouldn't even use that one. But anyway, so that's why I said it like that. I said Takenouchi because I was thinking of it like Sozo. But I guess it's actually pronounced Takenouchi, and it's two syllables. So, all right. Motoaki Takenouchi, Mysterious Island from Landstalker for the Sega Genesis. music from Landstalker for the Sega Genesis. This is called Mysterious Island, and this is from composer Motoaki Takenouchi. And for reference, you know, this composer did Shining Force 2 and Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict for the Game Gear, and he did Aguri Suzuki F1 Racing. And just what a sophisticated composer. You know, I'm really just, I'm just really impressed by, you know, the level of sophistication in right. his music, you know. It's just like a really expressive quality to his composition.
Almost Final Fantasy-esque.
Yeah, right. It's very, yeah, it's got that very, I guess, kind of cinematic quality, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to the bass. I really love this part coming up right here. It's very... I love this. Very powerful. This guy's just really got it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm closing out my set with some Heavy Barrel. This is a game we haven't heard from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a NES track.
By the way, there was a question for you, speaking of heavy, about that you... the kind of music you like, you know, I've expressed that I do like, you know, jazz fusion and stuff like that. And then I think it was Mike who asked you about he noticed your Scorpion shirt, I think. I think it was him. And asked about what kind of heavier stuff you like.
Oh, heavy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, not that, I don't know. I mean, if you consider Scorpions that heavy, but.
No, I mean, not by today's standards.
Yeah, but.
It's definitely metal.
Yeah. Well, do you like death metal?
The technical term death metal, I mean, I've heard death metal. I'm not really such a fan of that. I like thrash metal.
Mm-hmm.
I like some really hard core metal.
And who do you like?
Let's see. I like Lamb of God. I like Hatebreed. I like, Five Finger Death Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Sepultura. I like old Pantera. Wish they were still around. Those are some of the heavy bands that I really like. I like Slipknot.
Slipknot.
You know them?
I've heard the name.
Yeah.
That's a new thing, right?
Yeah. So those are just really, these are bands where you go in a mosh pit and you handle your business. You know what I mean?
I'm going to ask you about mosh pits when we come back.
Oh.
But I mean, yeah, introduce the track.
I don't think you can mosh pit to this music, although you
can. That's okay.
Give it a shot if you want. But if you ask me a question, I'm going to put it out there. That's what I like. Okay. I like the old Life of Agony. Life of Agony for the first couple albums. Heavy stuff. Heavy Barrel. Composer Shogo. Muta. Masaki. And of course, rounding it out, Seiuch.
The Data East.
Right.
Bad Dudes.
Right.
That's the Bad Dudes.
Heavy Barrel. Ness. Here you go. Empty Barrel.
I think you could definitely mosh to this.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Have you been in the mosh pit?
Yes.
I think I might have even asked you this.
We talked about this. Maybe in the heavy metal episode. No, the rock episode. Right. Heavy metal episode. You know, when we played all the Super Mario Brothers 3 tracks?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Did you...
Or Metal Gear tracks?
When we played all those Pilot Wings tracks? Did you... So we've talked about you getting hit or anything?
Yeah.
You ever get seriously injured?
I got knocked out once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's about it.
Did you get up again?
You get picked up when you're in the mosh pit.
Huh?
There's a rule.
You got knocked down?
Yes.
You got up again?
I was helped up. Helped up.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens in the mosh pit. You get knocked down, but they help you up.
You get knocked down, but you get up again.
Right. Right.
It's a Chumbawamba. A Chumbawamba song.
Right.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Yeah.
That's the kind of music you mosh to, Chumbawamba, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Absolutely not.
So you got actually knocked out.
Yes. I lost my senses for a second.
Mm-hmm.
One second I was being tossed around, the next second I'm getting picked up off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And my head hurt. See how that works, Brent?
Sure.
Would you ever go in a mosh pit?
No, but I used to take karate lessons and I got kicked in the head once and got a concussion.
Oh.
Grade 3 concussion.
Grade 3?
Yeah, I think that the worst one, the grade is 1, I think.
Okay.
I think. But it was, I blacked out for a second and I had the worst headache. I think it was the worst pain I've ever felt in my whole life.
How old were you?
Huh? I was, I think, probably 14 or something like that.
Oh.
13.
Yeah. Hey, we at the hour, we've taken our lumps.
I love this part coming up right here. Love that right there. I like that a lot. The end is really good. That's my favorite part of this track.
Yeah.
It's good.
Bad dudes.
Yeah. Did you want to say anything else about this track?
Would you go in a mosh pit with me?
No, I just wouldn't. I would avoid a mosh pit at all costs. I'm a small man. I'm a very small person.
Hmm.
You know, I'm small.
So am I. I'm shorter than you.
Oh, you're shorter, but you're bigger. Hmm. Definitely. You're a strong man.
But we're still relatively short and small compared to the rest of the world. Especially whoever's jumping in the mosh pit. I'll tell you right now, I've been dwarfed.
I love that part. That part's so good. Yeah. Well, you know, look, you know how much I weigh, right?
Oh, sure.
I weigh 120 pounds. Sometimes 122.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to survive, I think.
Okay.
Right. In the mosh pit. Your body is like a rock.
Yo, girls go in the mosh pit.
I know, those are rock women.
Okay, you're right.
Rock men, you know, rock women. And there's rock men, women, rock woman 2,
yeah.
Rock woman 3, and then there's rock woman X, rock woman and forte.
Rock woman and forte.
Or we should say rock woman and piano. Yeah. Rock woman and piano.
Okay.
Airbuster.
Airbuster? I mean, I can't hit Buster on the land.
Have you ever heard of Airbuster?
Sounds familiar. No.
More familiar with a TurboGrafx 16 title called Aeroblaster.
Aeroblaster.
Or Aeroblasters, right?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
I think you played from it. Aeroblasters. I think you played from it just once. I think it was on episode 31, which was the other Shorties episode. And I think it's originally an arcade game, but this is the Sega Genesis version of the game, and it's called Airbuster.
Mm-hmm.
This is music composed by Tatsuya Watanabe. And we're going to hear Death Circus, which is also known as Round 6.
Okay.
Death Circus. You like Death Circus? You don't like death metal, but do you like Death Circus?
Might be into that.
Yeah. So Airbuster for the Sega Genesis. music from Air Buster for the Sega Genesis, music by Tatsuya Watanabe, Death Circus, round 6. I like that. Did you hear the bass just now? Ba-dunk-bunk, oh, you know, as you hit, yeah, yeah, you kind of did this. You hear that? There's a kind of like a slap bass situation going on. But yeah, this is, I think this is a good jam right here. Yeah. Now it's got this rhythm going like dun 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 dun. And I like how it kind of goes into like a slow jam section, kind of coming up, you know?
Stereo drums, thank you.
I love that, yeah. It's like a tom fill, and then goes into the slow jam part. Listen to the bass here. Good jam. It's a good jam right there. I really like how there's this sort of slower part to it, you know? It's like slow jam breakdown. For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. And you heard some aliases on the program. And hopefully those aliases will be revealed by the time that the track list goes up. So they won't just be aliases. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us.
281-SONIC-91.
You can...
call me.
Leave messages. Yeah, call him.
Yeah.
Call him. Let's see. You can also, comment on on legacymusichour.com. You can comment on the episode posts. It's a good sort of place to... create discussion if you're interested.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook if you're interested in that too. And also, you can rate our show on iTunes and also, review there as well.
Please rate us.
If you're so interested.
Give us, share a few words.
Next week's episode is going to be Free Play 10.3, another Free Play episode.
Right.
And I think that's it. So, we're going to leave you with, this is a track I heard from the Big Mike mix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of, I think, where I discovered the game originally. Bananan Uiji no Daiboken. See, Daiboken, that's an OU right there, Ayumi. Daiboken, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce Daiboken, right? There's an OU, and I don't think it's pronounced Daiboken.
Right.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe there is some sort of...
I've seen Hadouken spelled H-A-D-O-U-K-N.
Oh, is that true?
But I've also seen it spelled H-A-D-O-K-E-N.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's the band Dokken, which is D-O-K-K-E-N, but sometimes it's D-O-U-K-K-E-N.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Right.
Banana Prince, this was known as, I think... in other places, maybe Europe. I think it might have come out in Europe, but we're going to hear this is for the Famicom. It was in Germany. In Germany, it was known as Banana Prince. So this is music by Nobuyuki Shioda, and this is the credits music, and that's what we're going to leave you with. That's appropriate, right? Leaving with the credits,
yes.
Going out on the credits.
Yes.
My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rahub F. Switch.
Good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Rob. The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.